is Yitz Novak, and we are studying Masechta Bava Basra. We're in the second parak, the second chapter, the fifth Mishnah. Mishnah Hey reads, Marchikin es asulam min ha-shovach arba amos. We distance a ladder four amos from a dovecot, and the reason being, kedei shelo tikpots ha-nimya. Nimya is a little animal, a marten, which would potentially run up the ladder and jump into the dovecot, killing the doves. The dovecot being a symbol of is actually a business. People would raise doves and sell them. And if you would put a ladder close to the dovecot, within 4 hours of the dovecot, then the animal could destroy the dovecot, and the person would be liable for the economic damages inflicted. Mishnah continues, V'asakoso mina mazachila arba amos, kadeshi hazokef es asulam. And a person has to leave 4 amos between a gutter and a person's wall, and his neighbor's wall, 4 amos, in order that he could send a ladder there to clean out the gutter. The reason being is that gutters would get stuck with leaves or whatever else it is, and a person needs to have some space to put their ladder to clean it out. So if you build your wall too close to the person's gut, to your neighbor's gutter, you prevent him from being able to clear out the and service the gutter, then there's damages that you'd be responsible for if the gutter has a flood or is not able to do what it's purposed for doing. Chikin es ha-shovach, the Mishnah continues, we have to distance the dovecot min ha'ir chamishim ama, 50 amos from a city. The reason is because doves will feed on whatever food is within the 50 amos around them, and consequently, if you put a dovecot in the middle of a town, and the doves would go out and take food from anybody around them, the owner of the dovecot would be responsible for the immediate damages that are posed by the doves. And the doves are considered the property of the owner, and that's why he'd be responsible for any of the food that's eaten. So Mishnah teaches us that you have to distance 50 amos from the city. V'lo yasa adam shovach v'soch shalo. And a person can't put a dovecot in his own property for the same reasons unless there's 50 amos in all directions of the dovecot. And that's because we don't want the doves to go flying around and taking food from their neighbors. Rabbi Huda Omer, base arbakar. Rabbi Huda argues, and he gives a different size. It has to be an area of 4 kor. Milo sheger hayona. And that's the extent of the flight of a dove. And it's the distance they'll fly without stopping. And the word shager here typically means flock. And that's the distance a flock flies. Obviously, a singular bird can fly more than 50 amos. And the Mishnah argues here the base arba korin is more than 50 amos, I apologize, more than 50 amos, and that's because they'll fly wherever they need to fly to go get food. If it's 50 amos, 50 amos. If it's 2 amos, it's 2 amos. If it's 70 amos, then they'll have to fly 70 amos. So it says this to be 4 kor away. And although halacha, we don't pass like Rehuda, we pass like Tanakam. Vim lacho, afilu beis roba, harihu becheskasa. And if he bought it, even if it's within an area of a base rova, of a quarter kav, it retains its standing, it retains its chazaka. And so if you buy a dovecot, the buyer could keep it where it is, even if it would appear to be the size, the distances wouldn't add up, because he buys it on the understanding that the previous owner, that the seller, maintained it without being contested, and if a neighbor doesn't contest the presence of the dovecot, even if it's within the size of these the space that's listed by the Mishnah, it's still considered okay. Mishnah Vav. Nipo Hanim Sabato Chamishim Amos. The young dove is found within 50 Amos of a dovecote. Hari Hu Shabala Shabach. It belongs to the owner of the dovecote. If he finds it more than 50 amos away from the dovecote, the person who finds it can keep it. Nimsa bein shnei shovachot, karav lezeh shelo, karav lezeh shelo. If you find the little baby dove between two dovecotes, if it's whichever one is closer to, that it belongs to that. Mechsa nechsa, if you find it directly in the middle, shnehem echloku. You divide it exactly in between. Here the Mishnah is telling us that you the parameters of somebody who finds a lost dove, and if it's 50 within 50 amos, is considered an extension of the dovecote. It's the same application that we saw in the previous Mishnah with regards to how much the doves will go out and potentially be responsible for any food that's within 50 amos. That you, the owner of the dovecote, would have to pay for the damages. That's why the Mishnah tells us we have to separate 50 amos from either the city or from neighboring properties. So, too, if you find the sixth Mishnah is coming to tell us if you find a dove within 50 amos from the dovecote, then it's connected to the dovecote, it's an extension, and belongs to that owner. More than that, it belongs to the finder, because we're presuming and assuming that it didn't come from that that dovecote. It came from any other dovecote, and without any identifying marker, it's a person belong. The owner is considered having yeush, having despair, and therefore the finder doesn't have to try to return it. He can keep it.